My Nicaraguan family. I basked in the warmth and familiarity of these people, their country, and their culture. Every time I returned home from a trip to La Montaña or to El Salvador was a holiday, a time to celebrate. Claudia and I would take La Bestia to the beach in Masachapa, or just stay home and rejoice in another day of life. This was my drill. Coffee in the morning, beer or rum in the afternoon, cigarettes all day long, and rock and roll. I blasted music from our stereo and danced with Leonardo, the son of our young maid, Esmeralda. Leo's own father never rose to the challenge of fatherhood, and I had become somewhat of a surrogate dad. It was like Leo was my own son. I was really bending the rules here with our relationship. In Nicaragua, the help and their relatives reside in the back of, or in a separate building apart from, the main home. They're not supposed to mix with their employers. They don't eat at the same table. They don't mix socially. I was not a big fan of these rules. Perhaps because of my own background, I was uncomfortable with the idea that I should not mix with the people who made my life so much easier, so much more enjoyable. Screw the rules. Leo and I had great fun together. We sang with Bob Seger, declaring that rock and roll would never forget. We got excited with the Pointer Sisters, swore we didn't care no mo' with Phil Collins, shouted sympathy for the devil with the Rolling Stones. Leo and I broke some hearts, stood our ground, and never backed down with Tom Petty. We tore down Thunder Road and raced in the street with Springsteen, sought shelter from the storm with Dylan, and by late afternoon, we were running on empty with Jackson Browne. We were unstoppable. I made tons of pictures of Leo and his mom. I make pictures. I don't take them. There's a difference. We played tricks on Leo's mother. During one of my wild decompressathons, I wrapped the boy in a blanket and hid him from his mother, only for a few seconds, in the refrigerator. I opened the door and there was Leonardo, smiling. Esmeralda was not happy. By early evening, I am collapsed, snoring away in a hammock. Leo is fast asleep either on a big green rocking chair or across my chest in the hammock. Claudia is relieved but exhausted after having policed the day-long antics, barely able to keep things, Leo and me, under control. Eventually, Esmeralda and Leo shared the table with Claudia and me. I became the boy's godfather.